Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
One day after new crime statistics came out for New York City, it was another day of and night of gun violence in the five boroughs. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck with the story.
Around 7 yesterday morning, a woman who lives in Beach 67th in the Rockaways saw a body of a boy under a minivan parked in her driveway. She called police.
I feel like that he was trying to seek refuge, hiding out, I assume. I don't know.
The dead teen, just 14 years old, later identified as Sean Fry of Paterson, New Jersey. He had been shot in the back. The NYPD saying it could be linked to the shooting of an 18-year-old in the neighborhood Monday night. Now, also yesterday, the NYPD investigating this. A 9-year-old girl grazed in the head with a BB pellet. She had been sitting on a bench with her grandmother in Brownsville when it happened yesterday afternoon. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds. In Queens.
Police are looking for a group of four suspects accused of attacking two women at the College Point Multiplex Cinema back on July 5th. Police say a 33-year-old and 29-year-old got into a dispute with a group of four while watching a movie. When the movie ended, the four started assaulting the 33-year-old woman, kicking and punching her in the head, and the 29-year-old woman was punched in the face. The 33-year-old was hospitalized with head injuries. Police have released a photo of the group of four. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-577-TIPS. And the search is on for a 14-year-old girl in Brooklyn who disappeared from the family home in Prospect Heights last Wednesday while babysitting. The 14-year-old girl is named Honesty, and she was babysitting her younger brother and sister while her mother, Raquel Elliott, worked. Here is the mother, Raquel Elliott, at a press conference.
I'm just asking for prayers, faith, and hope that my child comes home safe, and if somebody is with my child, bring her home.
A family friend of the missing girl is scheduled to be on Newsline with Bridget Quinn later on this morning here on 1010 Winds. Sunday was a big day for the city's effort to remove illegal bikes. This is NYPD Chief of Patrol Jeffrey Madry.
We took approximately 240 bikes on Sunday. One day, 240 bikes.
Including illegal dirt bikes, ATVs, and scooters off the streets, most removed from the Bronx. NYPD says New Yorkers have cited illegal bikes as one of the city's biggest quality of life problems, contributing to noise pollution, dangerous driving, and more serious crimes. Latest on monkeypox, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is calling on the Biden administration to invoke the Defense Production Act. The move would be designed to increase domestic production and access to the vaccine. There are more than 5,000 cases in the U.S. New York State is the center of the outbreak, and most of the state's cases are in the five boroughs, and the rollout of the vaccine has been much criticized. A postal worker on Long Island is under arrest, accused of stealing Costco rewards checks from the mail facility where he worked. Suffolk County officials say 32-year-old Jerome Fowler took the rewards checks from the facility in Bayshore. This is Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney.
He intercepted hundreds of these certificates in the mail stream and converted them to his own use. And in total, we believe he did this allegedly in an amount exceeding $70,000.
Authorities say he spent the money at various Costcos on Long Island.
Some alert Costco employees were noticing that this individual was redeeming a lot of them to his account, a heck of a lot of them.
Costco worker noticed and reported it to authorities. Breaking news this morning in Harlem, a tragic fire. Multiple reports indicate a fire broke out just before 3 a.m. on the sixth floor of the Jackie Robinson houses in Harlem. We're joined live now with this report from 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman. Samantha?
And Bud, this happened just before 3 in a sixth-floor apartment in the Jackie Robinson houses on 129th Street near Lexington Avenue. Sadly, a five-year-old girl now dead, her father and his girlfriend critical. The fire intense but contained, the FDNY already gone from the scene. Some tenants telling reporters here they believe the fire may have been started by e-bikes in the apartment. Still, police are on the scene and the street is closed off here, Lexington at 129th. We're hoping to get more details in the coming minutes and hours, and we'll bring you those as soon as we have them. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Harlem.
Was a 23-year-old McDonald's worker in Brooklyn shot because of cold French fries? The McDonald's worker remains in critical condition. WCBS-TV has identified him as Matthew Webb. Police say this happened Monday night at around 7 p.m. at a McDonald's in Bedford-Stuyvesant. A customer was upset about her fries being cold and summoned her 20-year-old son, who allegedly pulled out a gun and shot Webb in the neck. Police took the son into custody. It's a New York thing. You go into a bodega, your corner place, and there's a cat. And the cat is known. Sometimes the cat's the star of the show. But in Brooklyn, a bodega cat is missing.
Boca is no ordinary cat. He actually has an Instagram account with nearly 1,100 followers. He lives at the Deli and Grill Juice Bar on 7th Avenue and 8th Street in Park Slope. So, when someone stole Boca last Friday, it really upset his followers, not to mention the deli workers who cared for him, like Fadal.
We are all so sad because we lost Boca.
The deli owner's son showed up with the cat 5 months ago, and Fadal said everyone loved the cat immediately.
It's nice, it's lovely. Do you believe me? He play with the dogs.
The cat plays with the dogs?
Yes. Yes, he play with the dogs. He play with everyone.
Fadal hopes the thief has a change of heart and brings Boca back. He doesn't want him arrested. He just wants the cat back home. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds, on 7th Avenue in Park Slope, Brooklyn.
Sign up is underway for the Fresh Air Fund Summer Spaces program. It's like summer camp in the city throughout the month of August for groups of kids, 20 to 25 kids in a group. The events block off streets throughout the city and provide arts and crafts, cooking, sports, a science truck to teach kids, obstacle courses. Lisa Gittleson is the CEO of Fresh Air Fund, and she spoke to 1010 Winds.
The fact that the mayor's office recognizes that, especially at this point and wherever we are with COVID, that children need outdoor space that's easily accessible is a great and wonderful thing. And we are super excited that we're able to partner and provide that outdoor fresh air space for kids.
All participants and staff have to be fully vaccinated. You can get more information on the program at freshair.org. Again, freshair.org. We've seen beaches close this summer because of shark sightings. Tanner Park Beach in Copaic on Long Island is closed to bathing because of bacteria. Suffolk County health officials say bathing in bacteria-contaminated water can bring on gastrointestinal illness and ear, eye, nose, and throat infections. Another beach, Benjamin Beach, has been reopened.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.